This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
I'm reading it in.
We love America.
I like that laugh.
I love it.
That one.
Yeah, baby.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Show the world that Jesus loved them, but that he died for you and me. And when we share the love of Christ, oh yes, we share the love of Christ, we are free, 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 free.
Working Christian style.
Christian style. Working Christian style.
Working?
Yeah, working Christian style.
Did I know that one?
No.
Okay.
It's only got 70,000 views on YouTube, but I might toss him a nice by the end of the night.
Nice.
Working Christian style, Gangnam style parody. I don't know why that was in my head, but it just was.
Working Christian style.
Do you want to see the video?
Yeah.
Would that be a little more helpful?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a
die for you.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
And when we share the love of Christ, oh yes, we share the love of Christ, we are free, free.
And if you
free,
hear it, free, it is slightly free. Off time on the drop. Listen.
Working Christian style. Christian style. Christian style.
Oh no.
Christian style.
I thought that was gonna be at like a I don't know, a big like corporate conference or something, but it was just a guy with polarized sunglasses in a parking lot.
I think it was for a church. I think it was for a community church whose name I'm not gonna say. And Caroline, I cannot leave a nice because the comments are turned off.
Hey. Guys, don't be mean in the comments to the working Christian style YouTube videos.
No, give them a nice.
Don't be bullying over, Gangnam style covers.
Be salt and light.
If someone's doing a Gangnam style cover, they're at the end of their freaking rope.
Well, also, okay, let's remember the timing of this. This comes out, according to this video, May 19th, 2013. Yeah, what stage of grief is a Gangnam style parody in 2024?
That's like a code blue, like your therapist would call.
It's like like suicide prevention number flashing.
Police are outside the car.
Working Christian style.
Baking Kevin style.
Okay.
Knock at the door. Bust it open.
Now it's just a cookie that I used to bake.
Turn it off.
A cookie.
Turn it off. Oh no, he's live.
A cookie. He's going live on Instagram. There's helicopters all in the San Gabriel Valley. He went live.
He's doing Gautier.
He's doing Gautier on
2024.
All the other cakes with the pumped up cakes.
No.
You better run
no.
Faster than my frosting. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're having good Christian fun. It's GCF, the podcast where we talk about Christian pop culture, the music and the movies and the entertainment made for made by Christians. We're not here to make fun of you and make you go to church. And we're not here to take you away from church. No. We're just here to have fun. What are you thinking
we're
about?
Having fun.
She has no poker face. Like, I have so many thoughts I never articulate. It's not
I don't always want to. Just have laughing. And you make me.
What are you thinking
it's
of?
It's not funny. I actually, no, I don't want to say it. No, you. It's like genuinely not funny. Okay. Kind of fucked up. I'll see you guys later.
Wait.
Oh, man. All right. We're here to have fun today.
We're here to have fun today.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Got a great guest. Great laugh.
What if we didn't change our mode of hosting where it's like, we got a great guest for you today. Coming at you.
Have a good time. Stay tuned.
Top of the hour. But maybe that's our guest influence.
I think it is.
On us.
Got a pro.
Because we are talking about... we do faith-based content on this show a lot.
Yes.
But it's so in often that we talk about faith-based content.
I think she's a based faith.
Yeah. Based faith content.
What, guys?
What? Oh. That means my understanding of based is that when you would say like, oh, she's based for that one.
Right.
It's like she is giving you the unfettered, unvarnished truth. Like she is shooting from the hip.
Okay.
Like, blah, 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 blah about this opinion that's kind of a hot take. Ooh, she's based.
I have the Urban Dictionary definition. Okay. It's a word when you...
We are hopeless millennials. I'm like,
guys, not looking good.
It's a word used when you agree with something or when you want to recognize someone for being themselves, i.e.
being
courageous
themselves.
And unique and not caring what other people think.
Okay. It's like authentic.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like
based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, yeah, Kevin, factual.
It's like when someone's being authentic.
Yeah, like you could say out of the two of us, Caroline is the more base.
I think that
co-host.
That's in that Urban Dictionary definition.
Yeah, that's the example you can use in a sentence.
Okay,
and
cool.
We're talking about base faith content in the form of a little song called There Will Come a Day by Faith. What?
I know how you said it.
What?
You said it. On purpose like that.
You said it on purpose like that. I don't know. Do we need to reset?
Yeah, we need to reset. Let's start over.
Okay. Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm a fucking loser or whatever we say.
What? Oh my God. We're talking about Faith Hill tonight.
We're talking about Faith Hill. Are you a fan of Faith Hill?
I'm a fan of Faith Hill's greatest karaoke hits.
I'm a fan of my faith. Yeah.
But I truly don't know a lot about her. So I'm hoping our lovely guest could educate me.
But you probably know the big hits like
This Piss.
This Piss is exactly
piss,
what
piss.
I was piss piss. Piss, 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 piss. Unpissable.
Unbreakable.
Yeah. And then her other hit. Pee.
Yeah, wait, what is it?
Well, I can hear you pee.
Oh, breathe.
Peeing over. Yeah.
Peeve.
Peeve.
What is going on?
Sorry.
What?
This is second service behavior.
This is what do you mean? I would never deign to sully the main feed with such unvarnished talk. Yeah. Over
my
it.
Good stuff.
Oh, gosh. Let's bring in our guest real quick to add a little bit of stability, a third pillar, friends and folks, making her fifth appearance on the show, the Five Timers Club, former radio personality, good time fun haver. Give it up for Alex Jeremy.
Woo! She's back.
Wow.
Nice time. I've heard.
Hold on. Every time I gotta hear it. Bring in Amy.
It feels wrong that I've seen her so much more recently than both of you at old Carnegie Hall.
Amy Grant?
Yeah.
Wait, did you just saw Amy Grant?
In December.
Oh, man.
I
did see that on Instagram, and I was really jealous.
In the last quarter.
Had good seats.
I don't know if she's doing that tour again with old
Michael.
The Itty Bitty Smitty Committee. I think she's doing like Christmas shows with Vince.
I saw a promo image of her and Vince. Wait, but there, she wouldn't be announced. That wouldn't be the Christmas show she's announcing,
she,
right?
She was. Yeah. Really? It was quite early.
In March?
Yeah.
Damn, Amy.
It's a hot ticky.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
I'll never forget.
She owns Christmas. You'll never forget what?
I'll never forget going to the show with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Where standing up and so getting fun. Dirty looks from Anaheim. Octogenarians.
Yeah, yeah, everyone being like, sit down and be respectfully quiet.
Which
during
I'm,
this concert.
I'm sort of anticipating when I see Bruce next week. I'm seeing him next week.
Oh, woo. My God.
Oh, you finally got your tickets.
No, but I'll be seeing him one way or another next week.
Okay, that's the plan.
Outside of his house.
Hell or high.
Are you manifesting now?
I don't think he owns a house in the Hollywood Hills anymore. I am manifesting.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a connection with someone at the forum that may not pan out. But
it's always pan out for you. So I think it's going to happen.
Historically, they have, but the game has changed so much. It's so bad now.
Mm.
What's the highest you would pay for a ticket?
Ooh.
$25.
That's not true. I know what you pay for Beyonce. No, that's not true.
I was going to say $2,500.
That's half. That's a third of the convenience fee that you would pay.
Seriously. I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, that would probably be the upper limit for me. What about you?
$25?
No, whatever I paid for Beyonce.
Which we won't say.
I don't remember.
It's gauche.
That's my bank account's business. That's not mine.
It's in the past.
That's my past. I don't talk about my past.
I'm trying to think. I've actually lucked out. Like with Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift, I got lucky. I think for Beyonce, because I got second, what is it? Like I went on StubHub. I think maybe it was like 300, 250. So it,
yeah,
for Beyonce still wasn't that bad. I just,
yeah,
I don't know. Unless it's Taylor Swift, I'm not going to pay more than 500. And even that I would not want
to
do.
I'd have to really sit on that.
500 is your max.
500 is crazy.
That, yeah.
For
that
anybody.
Feels...
But what if it was,
yeah, no.
I don't know if I'm convincing
it's Taylor,
you.
But or she's me. Really old.
She looks like Tilda Swinton now.
Like Tilda Swinton. Whack Tilda Swinton.
As a wrestler.
Swollen.
Perhaps. And she's not moving around quite the same way as she was last time you saw her 8 years ago.
Nothing new.
She'll maybe two new songs that you haven't heard live. And then 25 that you've definitely heard live at least 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't seen her in 8 years.
Dang.
What do you do? What if it's like this will, what if someone said this is like a troll under the bridge, not to be disrespectful to that community. And they say, this will be the greatest concert of your life, but you have to pay $800 to go see it.
Do that voice one more time.
I'm not saying it's $800. I'm just throwing out a number. That's
is it
more
less
than 500.
It's more than 500.
I'm not saying it's more.
It's more than 500.
I'm not saying it's more or
for
less.
For the boss.
I mean, by the time this comes out, it'll have already happened.
I would say right now, I don't want to pay. I would not pay. At this point in my life, I would not pay more than $400.
For anybody, for the best experience of your
life. Well, best experience of my life. Yeah. Well, I'm easily swayed. Like,
I couldn't imagine
I'm not
someone
good with
who's
my
like.
Money. I could easily be convinced.
Right, I'm trying to appeal to that sense in both of you of not being good with your money.
Listen, you could be like, throw it around. Throw in a Snickers. I'll be like,
well, that's interesting.
You get a gift card to Target.
King size?
I'm like, well, if you think about it, I'm saving a little money. Right.
It's the best night of your life. You get a
meal.
Snickers, a meal, a gift card to Target for $30.
Gift card to Target.
Yeah.
Paying more than like $500 feels like now you've fallen for the scam, you know? Oh, but you're also not getting the cheapest tickets. You're Mr. Pitts.
I'm Mr. Pitts, yeah.
You want to be the pit in the pits.
I want to be sniffing that pit.
Yeah,
for
so
sure.
we're talking about a different thing. Like, you and I are talking about just attending.
Yeah,
just
I'm talking
being
about
in the building.
Yeah, being in
Kevin's
the building.
Kevin's like, I want to be in his toilet. You know, like, that's how close
I
want to be.
Him. Yeah, that is different.
So that, like, when you're in that mindset, I feel like there's no number too high, which I could never be in that mindset. But for you.
Well, here's the math I'm doing, too, is I went to Taylor for $0.00.
How did you do
I
that?
See.
Long story.
Ugh.
Made short, a friend hooked me up.
Mm-hmm. That's
which
really
was
kind.
So kind.
Yeah.
So I feel like because of that.
You have extra money.
Yeah, I have extra money.
Yeah, that's
that was like
someone
giving me $3,000.
It is.
Yeah. priceless.
Now we're 3,000.
No, I'm not saying it's 3,000. I'm not saying what it is.
Could be.
But it could be.
How much are VIP backstage passes to his show?
Well, you can't buy those. He doesn't. So those aren't for sale.
Oh, then clearly you're not really a Bruce fan.
What? I did get one time in a giant stadium. This was like 15 years ago.
Whoa.
And I met his bassist. And sick. That was fun. And I shook his hand.
And man that gives the bass. That's cool.
I just love Bruce because he's a New Jersey legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Also, what's the most you would pay to see a New Jersey legend?
Well,
you're saying this one or any like Bon Jovi or
this one?
This one, $40.
$40?
I'm kidding.
That's an insult.
Like $100. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I'm a Billy Joel girl.
You could spend more like on a dinner in Jersey.
Yeah.
Than going to see
Long Island.
Buy the restaurant.
See, these are the dilemmas of a childless life in your mid 30s. It's like, how much?
Yeah,
how
much? Truly.
How much can I
dip into this the old savings?
I know.
I do want to see Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden before he's done.
That would be incredible.
On this mortal coil, you mean? Or?
Well, I feel like he's going to keep performing until he's dead. So
I don't know. He could be one of those guys that's like, and I'm out. And then he just like retires just to the Barbados or something.
But I really, really, I really want to go because I feel like the time is coming to a close.
Did you like his new song he put out a couple months ago?
I listened to 20 seconds of
it. They should not have ramped it up on the Grammys so much.
Wait, I told you what it was called, right?
No, what
it's like a little Alzheimer's coded. It's called
man.
Turn the Lights Back On.
Can I tell you something? Every time I'm on this podcast, which I've realized has been 5 times now, we bring up Alzheimer's and Bruce Springsteen.
Which are not related. They're not related or coincidental. He's in perfect health.
Springsteen coded.
I sound like Kamala talking about the president right now. Like he's so guys.
He's so healthy. It's crazy.
So sharp.
He's so sharp.
He's with Kamala. It in a way where it's like he'll like wiggle around a little.
Teaching
bit.
Teaching me things.
By the way, if we do not talk about the Lee Greenwood Trump Bible,
honey, in an episode coming out a month from now, probably.
We're like kind of a little backwards on the timeline.
About it.
Yes,
yeah.
But what did.
What I will say, and I cannot remember if I've ever shared this story on the podcast, but like after 9/11, I called Radio Disney every night. And requested Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
Wait.
Okay.
New every press night?
Just dropped.
Holy shit. Wait, how many nights did this last?
Oh my God.
A lot. I would call back to back. And I remember the phone op was like, you just called.
It's like, we, again, are still only playing Hillary Duff, obviously.
No, they well, play
has she
on
done
Radio
a cover
Disney.
Of it? Well, you know what it would be? If she was requesting on Disney Radio... It would be our friends over at Jump 5. It would be their cover of it.
For sure.
No, it was the Lee Greenwood version.
You were like, Lee Greenwood.
I was moved to tears.
So have you heard the Jump 5 version?
No.
One of the first topics we ever did on this show many, many years ago.
I did not know they covered it.
You know Jump 5? Okay, yeah.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
Okay.
They covered it for Prez Bush in the White House.
Yeah, they sang it at the White House.
This is true.
They couldn't have gotten a bigger group.
What, like Jump 10?
George W. Bush.
Jump 9/11? What?
Not Jump 9/11. No.
Unfortunately, people... It,
stop! Kevin!
It's bad. I'm saying
it is
sad.
What? It's bad.
I'm saying it's bad.
It's really sad.
That people did, you know, do that. It's awful. And that's why...
Did they ever play it, Alex?
Well, we need to buy this Bible.
I really...
Because I'm sure the proceeds go to that.
I really liked the original. I was really moved by Lee's voice.
Bring, bring. Are you cowards finally ready to play it? Or has the mouse got you by the balls? Or are you a patriot?
I'm a communist, huh? Gosh.
Oh my God.
Are you going to let the terrorists win? Or are you going to play Proud to be American by Lee Greenwood?
Okay, let's rank the Disney characters in order of most to least patriotic.
Oh my God.
Who's the most nationalist out of Goofy,
Scrooge
Donald?
Scrooge McDuck. Oh, Scrooge. Yeah.
Scrooge?
Scrooge
McDuck. Well, he's a capitalist at heart, of course.
Yeah. And Mickey.
You think Mickey?
And then Minnie. She's very trad wife.
she would do so well on TikTok right now, bro.
Mickey loves the gays. And
is that her iconography? She loves the gays?
No, I don't know. There's just pride events at Disneyland. In my head, they all are liberal.
That's so sweet. Even Donald in a sailor costume.
Yeah.
The U.S. Navy.
All the Disney characters liberal, and then Dex is going to go on a farm 10 years from now where he's going to run around forever. Sorry, bro. I'm just saying.
Oh, he's disassociating.
Yeah.
As per usual.
What do you think Goofy is?
Goofy was at the Capitol, but on accident.
Yeah.
He was there on January 6th.
He's like an anarchist, kind of by, yeah.
Gosh, I just wanted to talk to one of the senators. Yeah. I didn't mean to participate.
Goofy's like he's mostly focused on the local community.
Yeah.
Because he's listening to Max, and Max is leftist. He's getting into Marxism and whatever. And Goofy
isn't
all the way there. But he's like, well, I do see what Max is saying about the proletariat. And, you know.
Wait, okay. So another fun conservative Alex fact. Shortly after 9/11.
Why would you withhold any after 5 years of doing this show?
Yeah. But I was reminded the other day that I, in 2004, for the John Kerry, George W. Bush election, when I was in eighth grade, I fasted for George W. Bush to win.
Oh my God.
And I may have shared that on this before, but it is just...
No.
Yeah. And I remember. I think I gave up around 2 p.m. and had a cheesesteak. So like,
was there a reality in which he loses and then you're like, it was that fucking cheesesteak?
Oh my God. Yeah.
I got to fast for Biden at this rate.
Yeah. Might be time to bring it back. Because it worked last time.
It did.
Biden looks like he's been fasting.
You gave up meals for George W. Bush.
My mom was like, I don't think that's healthy. So like, maybe have like a yogurt because it's a liquid.
It's a little something.
But she appreciated where my heart was at, you know?
Yeah.
My Dear little heart. Lord. My little Republican heart.
You said, I can't let George lose on my account.
Well, I saw John Kerry as such a threat to this
John Kerry, at the time was like the worst thing you could ever imagine. Yeah.
I'm John Kerry.
We were like, I'm burned.
That
I hope he dropped it and died.
Lurch of a candidate. Frankenstein's monster-ass Democratic nominee.
Al Gore, John Kerry, two seemingly very nice people, and just hated them.
Antichrists
walking
among us.
You know who was campaigning for John Kerry in 2004?
You.
Bruce Springsteen. Oh. He was playing all these rallies for him and being like, we need this country to get back into, you know.
And then he started playing Born in the USA.
And it didn't work. Yeah, probably. Yeah, they did a Vote for Change tour with like Pearl Jam and a bunch of other artists.
Liberals.
You too. I know, a bunch of liberal hogwash. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It is funny, his arc with it, because he does it for like Kerry, and then he does it for Obama twice in a row, where it's like, yeah, that'll probably be fine. And then for Hillary, he did one. He just did one.
Just
show.
One.
He's like, yeah, vote for Hillary, whatever. Like,
you knew it wasn't his best effort.
No. No, he was kind of phoning it in.
You think he'll come out? Has he done it for Biden?
No.
Roll Joe.
He's doing what?
No, actually, like, you know what? He did because, you know, as a sort of snapshot of the cutting edge of Biden's campaign in 2020, his campaign song, his official campaign song was The Rising, which is a Bruce Springsteen song from 2002, written about 9/11.
Cool.
So,
9/11, there you go. 9/11. I got to call Radio Disney.
Yeah.
They're all ears, apparently.
All mouse ears.
Yeah.
Listen,
I hate me. I'm see myself out.
Oh,
I'm now remembering why we talked about Alzheimer's last time. Because the last song we covered was Who Am I? By Casting Crowns.
Well,
this is what it's been. Who Am I? By Casting Crowns. There's got to be More to Life by Stacey Orico.
Amy Grant. We've done
Amy Grant. Yeah. And then the first one we talked about was Sarah Groves.
And remember,
do you remember anything about Sarah Groves?
Barely.
Yeah. And Barely Groves?
Yeah. I feel like it's so interesting because the Faith Hill album and the Sarah Groves, Faith Hill albums and Sarah Groves albums were what my mom was just constantly having on like a loop. No, she was definitely, there was a time where she was really going through it. And so like all those songs, Faith Hill, Cry, you know.
Held Her Down.
Oh, Held Her Down.
Caroline, do you remember do you remember Sarah Grove's Christmas song that's like a little silly for the kids?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's called Toy Packaging.
Thought we let this rest. Thought we were done with this.
But this is your future. Caroline, you're gonna be doing some toy packaging in the future. No?
Maybe I should call it.
I gotta call it.
Nathan, we have to talk.
Sorry.
Wow.
She rubs her stomach.
Yeah, I can like feel him kicking right now.
Oh. Aww. He loves toy packaging. Yeah, he does.
He's like,
oh, yeah, I can't wait to buy your son like Funko Pops of Roman Roy or some shit where he's like, what's this? I'm like, you'll figure it out one day.
Influence my son.
It would be my greatest joy to be like an uncle.
Give him good stuff.
An unkfluencer. Is that something?
Oh, I think actually we're going to go no contact. Okay.
I was all for it. I was really excited.
Yeah, where it's like
I need him to be cool. I'm sorry.
don't crush his dream.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
You can come to group events.
I just want to make him playlists that he may or may not listen to. Be like, hey, if you ever need like a pump up for like...
You know what? I need to trust that my genetics are strong. And will help him discern.
Again, we have prophesied that your son's first word will be pointing at me and saying, cuck. 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 And that you'll probably teach him that.
Right.
With flashcards like, this is the cuck.
Black and white photos of you. I contrast.
I would be honored by that. Just any attention from
recognition.
Young people is thrilling for me. When I was last home and I saw my nieces and nephews, we spent a lot of the time singing along to little soundtrack songs in the car. I think it's either Moana or Frozen. I forget which one.
Oh, my friend had Moana. Okay, so my friend just got a new cat,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying how he likes to watch movies.
What?
I didn't understand the logic and I didn't question it, but she did put Moana on from the other day. Aww. And I happened to be there and I was just like,
so you and the cat.
Yeah, me and the cat watching
on the couch.
Now, Dexter's the same way. He's on a big Scorsese kick right now.
He is.
Yeah. I think that's where some of the piss is coming from.
I will say rebellious. Also, I just watched Dune 1 and 2 for the first time last week. And our friend Dan, who's also been on the pod, came over and watch the first Dune with me so he could make sure I wasn't going to be texting and distracted.
Are you serious?
I think that's...
Wow.
I think that's fair.
It was fair. That's a service. Yeah.
Be your movie chaperone.
100%. But like what was so funny is my cat Winston, like I've never seen him pay attention to the TV and he literally sat directly in front of the TV and just was watching Dune.
No way.
And I was like, Dune is the thing you're into? Yeah, he's a big...
Well, think about it. It's like a Paul big Trace litter box. You know,
Wow,
that is so true.
And the sandworms—it's kind of like cat shit when you think about it.
Or just something that he would try to
powerful.
Chase.
Yeah.
Trying to eat.
100%.
That's beautiful. And you can do the trend where you like bang on the blanket with the cat under it, and it'll come at you.
Yeah, I do want you to know with the song we're discussing later, I will have a Dune tie-in.
Dune tie-in.
We'll get there.
Dune faith.
Yeah, I'm into Dune. And that's all. any questions? No.
I'm glad you found something you like.
Oh, good grief. Very religious. That could have been one of those movies that we could have done a movie heaven about.
If
we wanted to, in terms of like,
we can revisit.
Here's our religion.
Very religious.
Infiltrates important. You know, Reverend Mother, which even that sounds like something that Gen Z would call a hot person. Like,
right.
She's literally Reverend Mother or whatever. Yeah, there's a few of those.
Yeah.
We could tie it back in. Then I feel like we've missed a few music heavens too that we could have done.
Mm.
We got Dead Poets Society coming out. What's it called?
Yeah.
The Tortured Poo Poo Department.
Taylor Swift. Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah. So
that's
there's things.
Soon.
Yeah.
April 19th.
That's like 2 weeks from now. Or no, when this comes out, it'll be just weeks.
What? Oh my gosh.
Wow. Big music coming at us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real excited. I also haven't stopped playing Ariana Grande's album. And I know we're all mad at her, but like I'm no longer mad at her.
Yeah.
She is who she is. Yeah, you know.
I swear, I love.
Why are we mad at her?
Well,
that's none of my business. To me, I just take an artist for their work.
Yeah, right.
And I never.
I don't investigate.
Trust the art, not the artist. So good.
Did you see her SNL performance?
Yeah, it was great.
I liked it a lot.
Again, she really just redeemed herself. And what does that say about me? I don't want to look into it. But just very yeah, I was mad until I heard the album. I was like, well, it's good.
She's,
so,
you know, maybe she's reflecting.
Yeah. You know, oh my gosh.
I forgive.
I will say when I heard like Mac Miller's laugh on the album, I like. Oh, so sad.
I didn't know it was on there.
Yeah, you can hear it's like them laughing together going into Out of the Saturn Return interlude.
Oh my gosh.
And going into the next one, like the first 3 seconds, you hear them like laughing together.
Wow. Okay, let me play that clip real quick. I like it. I think it's very tasty.
You're on board. You forgive her too.
I had no skin in the game. I'm out of it. How's everyone feeling about AI right now?
Not good.
Not good?
No, that robot thing scared me. And I was like, did we just not? Speaking of Will Smith.
Wait, which robot thing?
Did you see the new AI robot that like.
Haley Joel Osment? That's quite old, Alex.
No, there was like this. So the company that does ChatGPT created a robot that's AI, and it's able to be like, someone asks, like, what do you see in front of you? And he's like, he goes like, I see a man wearing a green shirt and an apple.
Wow.
And someone will be like, the guy was like, give me the apple and explain to me why you're doing what you're doing and what you, and like they have, it's weird. And I was like, this is literally the 2004 Will Smith movie.
It was just.
iRobot?
iRobot.
iRobot.
Why are you watching iRobot?
Listen. Because of this. She wants to know
TV.
The world.
I got to be educated. I'll be ready.
Yeah. She wants to know the world her baby's going to grow up in. Which is that.
But true. will AI, by the time your kid is like in school and in classes and doing stuff, will that be like what calculators were for us when we were children?
You know what,
or
though?
It's just like an integrated technology.
Oh my gosh, AI babysitter.
I know someone who works in higher education and...
AI babysitter.
Probably still be expensive.
Would you prefer that to me? Be like, do you want to spin some records?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Programming's right.
I'm sorry. You were saying someone who works in higher education.
Yeah. He was saying, he's like, I got to retire because he said like, it's... That's just all the students do now. They just, they cheat with ChatGPT and they turn in their reports and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, is it going to, it should be like Dune where they just ban all of AI. I'm going to keep bringing it back to Dune, by the way.
No, Dune is the template.
Yeah.
They got a lot figured out.
Ban computers.
Is that what happens in Dune? They banned computers?
So they ban, Dan explained this to me, they ban AI in the future because of everything that happened. So that's why everything's like handwritten and
it's all mechanical or spiritual, but there's nothing like, here's the GPS. So when you see what's his name's eyes go into the back of his head,
there's like human
that's
computers.
Like the closest thing to like technology of a computer variety.
Okay. So that's what I'm hoping we get.
Yeah. You know? Bene Gesserit.
Yeah. Listen, here's what I know about me. Like, I feel like I would easily fall into a cult. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I feel like I'd be like, yeah.
Anybody could.
Anybody could.
It's true. Yeah. It's not about how...
Hey, you want to move that mic a little bit closer to you, Alex? You can adjust the... I want you to be comfortable.
You can sit, lean back.
But yeah,
you can just bring it there.
That. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, I should know that.
Oh,
here's
that's
the truth
okay.
about cults, though. It's not
Alex,
about...
off the mic. Sorry, that was mean. That was super
that was
personal.
Brutal.
That was my bad.
That was a low blow.
You're going to get a long text from me afterwards being like, hey, I don't know what
I know
came
you're on
over
the mic.
Me. Oh. That was my bad. I was just noticing it because there's this new movie that came out called Late Night with the Devil. Have you heard of this movie?
Yes, and I'm scared to see it, but it looks good.
So it's this pretty low budget movie.
A24.
It's a Shudder movie. It truly, when I
Forever 24.
I saw it. It's a Forever 21 movie. Well, it kind of looked like it at certain points. But it's one of those where it's like, you know, when you're watching a movie, it's like, all right, there's the production company. Second production company. Okay, here we go, the movie. Nope, third production company.
Yeah.
Fourth production. Okay, surely.
This Anatomy
is
of a Fall
fifth
was like
production
that.
Company. This is, I think there were eight before this movie.
Damn.
But the whole thing with it is that super low budget, but just got a distribution, a wide distribution. But what was evident to some viewers is that the whole thing takes place on a fictional late night talk show from the 1970s. It's like, we found this footage from this late night talk show from 1978 and we're seeing it for the first time. And they'll cut to interstitial title cards of like, we'll be right back, or the logo of the show. It was very clear that those interstitial cards were created with AI, that they weren't made completely from scratch by a graphic designer or someone who would be in like production or post-production doing that role usually. And part of it was like as a cost-cutting procedure for a super duper low budget movie. And as a result of which, some viewers identified that and they started review bombing the movie of like, do not support this movie. They're using AI to like replace real artists for such and such purposes.
Yeah.
So people were like review bombing it and giving it half a star on Rotten Tomatoes and Letterboxd and all these places. And people reacted with quite a religious fervor to like, ideologically, we cannot let this stand. The directors had to come out and make a statement to Variety about like, we did experiment with AI.
Did you also make a statement? I feel like you should.
The time is coming.
Start now.
Yeah, maybe I should tweet like, hey, it's me, the guy that programmed the AI to do the interstitials. I just noted with great curiosity, and this is a very teeny tiny little microcosm of like these people who made a movie for like 400 grand or whatever it was, used AI as a probably a cost-cutting procedure to make something exist that maybe they couldn't afford to. And people reacted with an intensity that I think is unusual and rare. That's like ethical in spectrum. Yeah. That's almost like, why would you employ like the sexual predator, this abuser? Like people have that sort of moral indignation or conviction about like, you cannot do that. And I have mixed feelings about it myself as far as like the ethics go. Because it does feel like, and even talking about it with friends, it's like, well, you could say the same thing about CGI putting people who construct sets and do carpentry out of business. Because, well, now they don't have a guy building that. That's done by a computer, but still a person doing it. So I'm just curious if this is going to be the next, like, religious war in some ways.
Mm, a moral outrage about that.
And which side y'all are going to be on.
Right.
If that's the case.
Well, to quote a great luminary, I would say it's...
You want to take that one more time?
No. I would say it's inevitable that AI will be used as a tool, honestly.
I agree that it's inevitable.
I feel like it's more about establishing whatever like guardrails within that. I think it's foolish to be like, we could never use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just silly.
I just want to say Dexter farted and...
I didn't hear that.
Wow.
And it's actually when I don't hear it that it's the worst. So I do apologize.
So it's good that it was audible.
It wasn't audible.
No, it's bad. When it's audible, they're harmless.
Oh, Dexter.
I'm so sorry.
Nothing worse than a dog
it's
fart.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He didn't mean
He's
nothing
just a
but
little
it.
Guy.
Maybe,
so relax.
Maybe
he
overheard
a mighty punch.
The kind of subject we were talking about. He was like, you know what?
Yeah. I'll tell you how I feel about this.
Which is unfortunate.
Here's one I've heard recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I fall on this. But what if instead of using child actors, we start only using AI for children's parts in entertainment?
Like, first of all, Twilight did that.
Oh, yeah, with Desiree Besta. What's her name?
Renesmee.
Yeah.
So
Renesmee, that's right.
If we get more of that, though, I'm on board.
Well, because you're saying, are the ethics of like completely constructed children as props in movies more or less ethical than some of the horrific things that can happen?
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, it feels like also, why are we conceding like, well, the horrible things are going to happen to kids, you know?
So might as well use a robot.
But even, you know, those kids should be in school. You know, they should be having normal lives.
They should be in the club.
But also, maybe they should be in the arts.
Maybe. Mm.
So
bring back the arts.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt came out just fine.
I think that there should be AI for like...
That's my one example.
Babies, you know?
Baby, yeah.
Babies can't consent to being on TV.
No.
Nice.
Which is why you can only do it for like 40 minutes at a time, right?
Yeah.
They should be having a nap.
You know, people are probably keeping them past their nap time.
Okay, so you're walking down the stroller, walking down the street, pushing your stroller, and a casting agent comes up and says, ma'am, your baby is literally a model.
Right.
We'll give you 200 grand to sign this baby up.
First of all, his day rate at least is $500,000.
Day rate.
Wow. This kid's going places. And his time is worth a lot.
Okay, so I don't know if this thought I'm about to articulate makes sense. But part of what we were talking about was spanking, however many days ago.
When were you talking about spanking?
Oh, a bunch. Well,
always.
I mean, when you get me and Caroline in a room, spanking's going to come up.
It's on the menu.
Looks like spanking's back on the menu.
Boys.
And the thing with like, oh, this use of AI feels maybe moral or less complicated, and this use feels a little iffy. Like, obviously, people are talking about one of the big things with the strikes is the idea of like, well, we don't want AI to replace actual human adult actors or to replace, you know, actual writers and guild writers for scripts and stuff. But for like graphic design on low budget movies and things like that, yeah, that's fine. And yeah. There might be a hierarchy of like, that's okay, but this is a little more tricky.
Yeah.
And it does feel like spanking's okay. Well, why don't you slap the kid in the face? Well, that'd be mean. Mm. But you want to slap him in the butt? Yeah. Why is that? You know what I mean? Like that you assign different moral weights to essentially the same principle of it. And I don't know.
You're like, this art is valuable. This one we can replace. It's fine.
Kind of on that topic, I do think that they use ChatGPT for Irish Wish for that script.
Nothing has been clearer to me in my entire life
than that. The whole thing. Yeah. That was quite an adventure. Kevin, you were really missed. I really wish you could have experienced that.
I know, my people.
That.
Irish Wish.
Man.
I wish I was there.
Irish Wish.
I do. That's real.
Have you guys debriefed that movie? Like, have you talked about that?
Debriefed? No.
No.
First of all, like it was just, you know, I know everyone was real excited for Lindsay Lohan's apparent big comeback of a non.
We've been excited every 2 years when it happens.
For a non Christmas movie that just ended up being a St. Patrick's Day Christmas movie, mm-hmm. like Hallmark-esque. But what we kept talking about is like, can you lose your ability to act? Because what happened? I feel like it'd be like riding a bike, right?
For some people. And then it's like a muscle that you can train and then lose the muscle mass. And...
Well, okay. A couple things. I was really taken aback by the lack of Irish accents in the movie Irish Wish. Uh-huh. Like they were apparently in Ireland. Everyone had a British accent. And I can't imagine that went over well in Ireland. So,
do you think Ireland concerns itself with Irish Wish?
Don't worry.
It should, actually.
I'm going to go over there and investigate
on Netflix,
this.
Yeah.
I'm going
Kevin's got boots on
in
the ground
a couple
soon.
Weeks. I'm going to see what's going on.
Wait, you're going to Ireland?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to go see Bruce Springsteen.
Is he also in Ireland?
Yeah. He'll be in Belfast, Kilkenny, and Dublin.
So where are you seeing Bruce Springsteen in LA and then Ireland?
Yeah.
Okay. I love
What do you mean?
Oh, sorry. I would do it for Taylor Swift. And
right?
I'm thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think
are
I want to go
abroad.
I feel like I want to.
And I imagine Taylor's going to have a few more tours in her than perhaps.
Right. This isn't last.
You never know.
Last station.
Not a farewell tour, but. Woo.
He looks healthy. Sure? He'll be
he's
around
healthy.
For a while.
Yeah, he's eating right.
He's active.
Oh, boy.
He's eating right.
And he just put out a new song I really like. Can I play a little bit of it?
Please.
God damn it. Man, that's not cool.
It took forever for Caroline to get the
so
headphones
long.
On.
I was like, oh.
Is that... the baby's
so
rejecting even the idea of me listening.
The headphones on.
Just put the headphones on the bed. You know what? I should have had another pair of cans for your stomach.
I don't want that to be the first thing he ever hears on headphones.
Yeah, that's not
his
good.
Toy packaging.
Yeah. Hey, we love Sarah Groves.
We do. We love Sarah Groves and her album, Oh Holy Night.
Remember when she left that comment? She's like, I never thought I'd be on a deconstructed
podcast.
I love all the passive aggressive comments we've gotten from all the artists we've covered over the years.
You're like, hey, love you.
What was the worst one? What was the most passive aggressive one you got?
Kevin Max was a little.
Who was that?
One third of decent Christian talk, young lady.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I forgot he commented.
He didn't comment directly, but he just like responded like, good Christian fun. He's like, yeah, we're on a, people talk about us a lot of places. It wasn't actually that spicy. It was just like,
oh, okay.
I thought it'd be like, bro, you're an artist. Like, we're an artist.
Yeah, like we get you.
Wouldn't you be into this? We'll talk about your strange Indian music. Probably. Yeah, a decent assumption.
Which.
And of course, we have nothing but respect.
Nothing but nice things to say.
For DC Doc specifically.
Well, let me take this time to say I stand by Kevin Max as of today.
Do you stand by Kevin Max?
I stand by. I would call in the radio station for him.
I would.
He's a cool guy. He's the only one out of those three that I would let come babysit.
That's the standard?
That's a high standard.
The only... The DC Talk Boys.
You would this guy? You let babysit
yes.
your kids?
Well, he has a bunch of children. I mean, I guess Toby Mac's a dad too. Michael.
Oh wow,
Tate.
He had a killer. Oh yeah, he had a little soul patch back in the day.
He's a good guy.
Would you let Bruce Springsteen babysit your kids?
I don't think he would even sit down. I think he would just be like he'd put a staff on it.
Staff.
So no, actually, yeah, I would. Yeah, that's a good experience.
I think so.
So you have a good story.
Yeah, he could sit down and play with them.
Sorry, I was going down a
DC I think we're
talk.
Good on Bruce this episode. I feel like we've maxed.
I didn't mean
I'm
to
sorry.
Do that.
I didn't mean to break your heart. Never mind. We can keep talking about it.
You know what?
You know, especially with a Jersey native here. I'll leave the door open.
No, I understand.
No, it's okay. It's really okay.
Okay, I guess I'm going to scratch this recap of Kevin's adventures at the Kia Forum off the Google spreadsheet. And then I went in and he played this old song
no,
from
we
50
hear
years
that.
Ago. And then
hear
this
that.
Song.
Kevin, I would go to that concert with you if you found another ticket.
Hey.
For how much?
There you go.
No more than $25.
Be in the
Caroline's
pit.
Rate.
Yeah, I guess I could treat someone to that.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean... All right. He's a legend, but he's no Faith Hill. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. It's time to play another edition of Singles Ministry. He's a little shy. And then, there we go. Caroline's holding the headphones up to her.
He moved.
Child to come.
Cuck.
Wow, we're going to have to add that to the end of the Singles Ministry.
Yeah, you could. That'd be really helpful.
That's another thing. We have talked about cucks on other podcasts.
Well, again, when you get these two together, what do you think's gonna happen?
Two big brains,
Alzheimer's, Bruce Springsteen, cucking.
Yeah, hopefully all at the same time. If we're lucky. Aww. Singles Ministry, where we take one single song and talk about it for the rest of the episode. We're talking about a song by Faith Hill, who's not a faith-based artist, but a base faith artist. Did I say that right? Not a faith-based artist, but a base faith artist. Okay. Can you say that twice fast?
Not a faith-based artist, but a based faith artist.
Not a faith-based artist, but a based faith artist.
Not a faith-based artist, but a based faith artist.
Not a faith-based artist, but a based faith artist.
Not a faith-based artist, not a based faith artist. I can't. Sorry.
And a song from her 1999 album, Breathe, Peace. There Will Come a Day. Not written by her, necessarily. Written by Amy Mayo, Bill Luther, and Chris Lindsay. The big three that we call them in the songwriting community.
The Nashville three.
Nashville three.
It's not easy trying to understand.
This is like Paul Atreides in a monologue. So
souls of a man, cloudy skies rain down on all your dreams. You wrestle with the fear and doubt. Sometimes it's hard, but you gotta believe there's a better place where our Father waits, and every tear he'll wipe away.
Wow.
The darkness will be. The weak shall be strong. Hold on to your faith.
And Tim McGraw's like, don't come mind a day.
The ending of the song always like gets me.
Do you want me to fast forward to that?
Yeah. There it is. Take me to church, yes. Faith Hill.
There will come a day.
Preach.
You listened to this album a lot growing up. This is the Sarah Groves album. Because your mom's taste?
Yeah. So I feel like she went through, it's so funny because on TikTok, like there's been this trend of like 90s moms songs or whatever, like the whole vibe. And
I'm listening.
Faith Hill. Listen, I just made a playlist. We'll send it to you. But yeah, like Faith Hill was a big part of that. So I remember like those three albums, like the one that cry when she's on the cover and she's like wet, the cry one, the This Kiss album was like the first one. And then this album, which was, yeah. So like those were in constant rotation, Sarah Groves, Amy Grant, and then mine, which is so funny, which was Britney Spears, NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So we had balance in that house. But I feel like I remember like that was, you know, because I was the little conservative Christian girl that was fasting for George W. Bush and calling into Disney.
And so for the
holding
day,
Disney accountable.
The day for you was election day. There will come a day.
And it November was actually 4th. It was the 2004 election.
And the Electoral College will fall to its knees.
No, I remember loving that song. And it was funny because I like went. Something about, again, that like that TikTok, that 90s mom TikTok popped up and I was like, oh my God, I haven't listened to Faith Hill in so long. and I put on like a few songs, and that one came up, and that's when I texted Caroline. It was like, if you do another singles ministry and want to have me on, this is the song we got to talk about, because it's such a, man, again, because Faith Hill wasn't a Christian artist. I mm-hmm. feel like Christian communities weren't banging that one, but they should have been.
So Christian.
It's so Christian. Also, it was around the same time she was doing the Monday Night Football opening, or Sunday Night Football too.
Really?
Monday Night Football.
All football. I'm like, dang. What couldn't Faith Hill do? She was like an icon, still is.
What do we know about like Faith Hill's
niche?
Religious outlook.
Nothing.
I was looking.
Really?
I was looking high and low. Her and her husband have said prayer helps keep our marriage strong, which sounds like they're running for office.
Okay. Yeah.
The musical pair, this is from 2018, they celebrated their 21st anniversary last November, and they say they pray together before every performance that they do. Speaking with People magazine, Faith Hill said, Tim and I share a quick, quiet moment together before hitting the stage. Always pray.
Always praying. Well, they're just good moment. Southern folk, you know? I will say, yeah. I feel like the other one that she has that has religious undertones, it's not as overt, is Free by Faith Hill. And mm-hmm. that was another one that little Alex loved to play back to back. And I got to tell you, the last few days I've been playing that one
Alex a came lot. Back.
Oh, yeah.
Free, which Caroline's version would be?
Free.
There you go.
Okay, so she's like, it's not as if she is often taking a stand on like, you need to accept Jesus Christ as your savior.
No.
She's I'm a Christian. Yeah. The Lord sings through me, et cetera, et cetera.
She's less Christian coded than Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
Or Mandy Moore or any of these.
I like that.
Because you wouldn't know that if you just listened to this song.
And I'm going through the discography, gang, and I'm looking for like, okay, what are the other gospel influence sort of songs? And certainly there's like this comfortable or uncomfortable handshake that contemporary country is always doing with faith stuff, with the idea of like almost like a Christian nationalism.
Yeah.
But this song isn't really that, where it's like, and we love country because we love our gal. Like, it's not this broad stroked, unspecific vagary of an image. It's like, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, and all will be made right in the world.
Yeah.
At some
there will
point.
Be no sin.
Mm-hmm. I will say, like, if you want to cue up Free by Faith Hill, even just play like a minute and a half or whatever, it's like similar where she says, like, the one thing that's kind of Christian in it is like she has a line called singing those words of wisdom, let it be. But like, I love the song.
Well, that's Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought like let it be.
Words of wisdom, let it be.
I gotta go.
Hang on. No. Did we think that was scripture? Because he says, in time, you know, Mother
Psalms
Mary
McCartney,
calls
3:9.
Psalms McCartney.
Guys,
I'm Psalms McCartney.
Guys, literally, that was just. After when did that song come out? Literally.
Oh, 1970.
Faith Hill song. I'm like, here I am, 34 on the sofa. I'm like, wait, I thought it was like amazing.
That was 2002.
There is so much, you know, in life you'll learn. Throughout.
Okay, cut amazing that out. The
No.
Alex has a professional reputation to uphold.
The book of Paul and the book of John.
I wasn't always a big Beatles fan, as you guys now know.
What's your favorite gospel account? Mine's Ringo.
I love Ringo because of Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh, that's right, because he's the narrator guy.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Oh, oh man,
cute.
Yeah, cute. Well, I'll definitely like find them and bring them over to your house when the baby's born.
Please do.
Yeah.
Don't remember that tribute to America telethon that they did like a week after 9/11. Not to bring him back.
The one with Austin Powers? No, that was Hurricane Katrina?
Yeah, that was Katrina. That was.
You thought Kanye West said George Bush doesn't care about black people after 9/11? Like, yeah, maybe, I guess. But,
that's the telethon I could think of. Also, they said Austin Powers and not Mike Myers.
Yeah,
he's dressed up after Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah. Just thinking about...
no, baby. This was bad.
and Kanye making him uncomfortable, but Austin Powers has to be looking respectful and kind of standing next to, like, he can't be dancing around right, right. while Kanye's saying that off the cuff stuff. No, it was this, it was the telethon that it was the Red Cross kind of, you know, pledge drive.
Vaguely. I was too busy calling Radio Disney.
Right. Alex is already on the case.
It was, there's a few performances from this telethon I really like, but I won't name what they are specifically because maybe we've heard about those things enough. But Faith Hill also does a version of it.
I'll turn it over a little
on
bit.
On the acoustic piano and then her with a huge choir behind her. And this is like September 18th or 19th. Wow. That's, this is
I also think she's like the most beautiful woman.
She really is. It's crazy. Even with this hair.
Oh, yeah.
What? Karen ass hair. She's still.
The Brene Brown.
Yeah.
The Brene Bob.
The Brene Bob. Being that haircut's vulnerable, I'll tell you that much, Brene. Listen.
Got no shame.
Are we ready for me to bring this back to Dune?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was kind of waiting for that.
Yeah. Okay, so this is obviously, I'm a new Dune girl. I'm a new Dune girly
new the
over
Dune
here.
Scene.
So naturally, I'm going to make this my whole personality for the next 3 to 4 months. But when my friend was telling me about it, he was just like, yeah, this book was written as a criticism of like modern mythology and, you know, and that kind of went over a lot of people's heads. And that's why he wrote like Dune Messiah or whatever. Anyways, obviously, like the theme in the books, as we grow up Christian and evangelical, it's like, oh, they wait for a Messiah. So it keeps them in one place. And I was thinking like, when I would listen to this song as a kid, it was like obviously to give you hope when there was so much happening in the world that wasn't good. And it like kind of goes back to like, that is, not to get deep, but like that is the whole thing with evangelicalism. It's like, we're not going to address all the things that Faith Hill's talking about in this song. We're just going to focus on the fact that there's going to be a day where we're not going to have to deal with any of it anymore. Yes. So we're not going to do anything to fix it.
Yeah.
And that is how we have Donald Trump, you know, as our president again.
It's because of there will come a day.
And,
and that haircut. Yeah.
And
when
that
it's like,
is why we had George W. Bush.
Oh, my gosh. But also, that's why we got Dune. So
that's
so kind of even the odds a little bit.
No, I mean, like, but that was where I was like, oh, yeah. It's just, it sums up so perfectly the let's wait until you don't got to deal with
it. It's not our responsibility.
No.
And also we as a collective can't do anything about it beyond hoping like some powerful man will come and save us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And every knee will bow.
Sure.
Yeah. And we'll be right.
We'll be right.
And everyone will finally say, you were right the whole time.
Yeah.
You know,
and
we'll be
and
like,
that,
I knew it.
And that being said, I still get chills when I hear the song. So.
But you're right in that it is addressing and it's doing the playbook of any song like that of like, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in the world.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, people dying, children crying. What are the lyrics?
Terrorism, man. You know, Bill O'Brien.
The North Tower and South Tower. But saying that the solution to any of this isn't, well, and it's not like, I want policy proposals in verse 2, but just the idea that the answer is like, well, there'll come a day that you don't have to think about any of that stuff and that it is a very tangible, visceral suffering that we are addressing with hope. In this like very broad, non-specific way of like, hey, it won't matter one day.
Yeah.
Like the answer to poverty, to homeless people, to any, you know, racism or whatever the conflict is just like, well, God will come back.
Hang tight.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, in that like evangelical death wish too of like, oh, you know, all my suffering will be over.
Die.
I can't wait to die. And I'll just be with God. Mm. We'll be in heaven and we'll be in the mansions and we'll be singing. And so whatever's going on here on earth, like, actually doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
And I can tolerate like whatever because this is just practice.
Yeah. Although this girl right over here got it real nervous as a kid that the Lord was going to come back before she had her first kiss. And
yeah,
that, man, there was that a lot is pretty of universal.
Yeah. I think there, a lot of people would say before they even had sex.
Yeah.
I was like, dang.
Oh, I was trying to keep it clean. For, you know?
Yeah, you're like, but God, like, you know you, what wait, I mean.
You were trying to keep it clean?
On
why?
Talks
on this
about
show?
You know, it's a went family on this show. It's a family show. Anyways,
I'm still worried about that, honestly. I hope Christ doesn't come back.
I promise, just give me one more year.
One more year.
He's like, okay.
That's gonna happen.
But man, just wrap it up. And wrap it up.
Literally.
You can now catch Faith Hill and Tim McGraw in 1883, a Yellowstone spinoff that they starred
together.
They're
both together. In it?
They're
both
in it.
I still haven't watched it. Is it good?
I don't know.
People love that Yellowstone show.
Hold on. I want to look and see what she looks like now.
Is she a good actor?
I don't know. I don't know what her acting career was like pre-Yellowstone.
What can't Faith Hill do is what I'm choosing to believe. Man, she still looks great.
You know what? She was in the Stepford Wives remake with... Oh, Nicole Kidman herself. She's been in a few one. Things. Yeah.
Guys, I'm like really blown away by how, well, she's 56. She's not that old. But like, it's just like she does. She still looks the same, essentially.
Got a good duck.
The
same.
I know. Well, yeah, obviously it's not jeans, but I mean, come on.
Khakis.
It's khakis.
Khakis.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even look like this.
Now. Like literally now.
But you know,
no, but I it's funny because I feel like no one talks about Faith Hill outside of the Yellowstone spinoff anymore.
Oh,
like,
really?
I don't even know the last time she put out music was.
Her last album, according at least to Spotify.com, was 2017. So it's not like she's super prolific right now.
No.
And she's still with Tim McGraw.
Yeah, going strong.
And you know why?
Why?
Because they have a quick, quiet moment before every performance.
That's true.
That the power bonds of prayer. Them together for life.
And if you all were praying.
If you're a couple listening
so
to
much.
This podcast and you don't do that before whatever the activity is, I don't care
you.
If it's cornhole at a wedding, then I don't know. Go with God.
Cornhole
with
that. At a
couple at the
cornhole.
Wedding.
I'm just trying to think of like
holding
civilian activities that they
bow your head. You should though.
Or like if you're on an improv team with your husband.
An improv
team. Yeah, whatever you're doing, whatever the performance is, that's like similar to a Faith Hill, Tim McGraw performance.
You're only praying before a meal.
So I did,
no faith.
To the idea of AI and ChatGPT, there were some lyrics in this where I was like, this is fairly opaque in what it's trying to say. So I gave, as sort of a comparison to see, like, because I know the kind of common criticism now is like, oh, this feels like it was written by AI. Like Irish Wish, that feels like it was written by AI. It's like so generic or whatever. So I said to ChatGPT, can you write a ballad song about, this is exactly what I said, a ballad song about bad stuff going on in the world and how there will be a day when everything will be okay and make it vaguely Christian and allude to God.
I'm so intrigued. Sing it.
In the quiet of the night, the world spins round, but trouble fills the air. There's darkness to be found.
Wow.
Wars and hunger, hearts and pain. Seems like hope's been washed away by the rain. But there'll come a day under heaven's gentle sway when every tear will be wiped away.
Oh my God.
In the arms of grace, we'll find our way, for there'll come a day, there'll come a day.
Sounds pretty close.
Fairly yeah, similar, so I do wonder.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, I did say about there will be a day when it'll be, so you know.
Okay.
It's.
You gave a little.
Push. I gave a little nudge that direction, but I was tickled by how close that was.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was all for it when I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. So it really got me through 9/11.
And literally, it got other people through 9/11 on that telethon.
True.
It actually did.
And
People can hear that performance.
You were close too. You know, we were over. I was over here in California. You know, so I was way over there.
I was fast asleep in Texas when it happened.
I was in school. I was. They wheeled in those TVs and were like,
"They're like, watch
this.
Oh my god,
now watch this drive.
Jeez,
yeah, now watch this drive.
Sheesh."
And I had been to New York City and stayed across the street from the South Tower for the first time 2 weeks before.
Whoa,
yeah. Whoa. So I was real.
Yeah. That would have me calling in.
Yeah. It was like a real empathetic
He's
child,
like,
too.
Who can help me? Mickey, you better have my back, bro.
Mickey, you said you were there for me. Now it's time to show up. It's time to follow through.
I also did not. Like, I remember this. I didn't know the artist's name was Lee Greenwood. So I would just call in and be like, can you play that God Bless the USA song? And then I'd call again. And you know what? This is where karma comes in, because I was a radio personality for 10 years and I had to deal with those kids all the time.
I would call
them
for the
conservative
one song.
Children. Yeah.
No, or they just, definitely weren't asking for Lee Greenwood. They were asking for BTS. But like, still, I was like, this is what I get.
Yeah. Because
I harassed some sweet, sweet Radio Disney phone op.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Can't play that.
No, they did. They would play it.
They did?
That was on regular rotation after 9/11.
Proud to be an American. What did that play on Radio Disney?
Yeah, that's how I heard the song.
Oh, so you heard it there. So you were just asking them to play it again.
Yeah, I was like, keep back to back, run okay. it back, run it back,
back
again, again. And they're like, we literally already.
He's like, we did it this morning.
One more time.
Like the airwaves need to be cleansed.
For the love of
again.
America.
Now I told you my Lee Greenwood proud to be an American thing. It's not as funny as this.
Tell us.
But I think I've said before on the show, but when I was 12, 13 years old, so there was 2003, so there was a little bit of distance between the events, but I was making, I got a camcorder and I shot and then I edited for the first time using computer editing software, the end of the year, high school baseball team video for the banquet at the end of the year for my brother's high school baseball team. And I did it, and I would like, and I was like 13 years old doing it. So it was this weird production process where I would like take notes from my mom on the video. And one of her notes was, hey, can we put like, you know, something patriot, something for the troops in here?
For the troops, give them hope.
And because, you know, baseball.
There's America, nothing more American than baseball.
Troops. Yeah.
Apple pie, baseball.
It's really not soccer. So I made a video. Maybe I should find this one day. So
we've talked
about
it so many times. I think it would be great to hear it.
Okay, so I have talked to you about it.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
I want to hear it.
Yeah,
where I set footage that I shot of these high school baseball players to "Proud to Be an American," intercut with the "Mission Accomplished" George W. Bush speech on the aircraft carrier.
No,
I remember.
Fucking
I remember
way.
One of my edits was, "The enemies of freedom are not idle, and neither are we. And I'm proud to be American." Pretty much.
I'm playing pretty baseball.
wait, this also just
That's
triggered.
Crazy.
I just saw
I forgot that the mission accomplished. Right.
Wow. I just saw TikTok the other day where they were like talking about like how right after 9/11, everyone was taking popular songs on the radio and putting like, you know, like the newscast from that day in. One of the songs they did, and you can find this on YouTube, is Enrique Iglesias' "Hero," which is like a song about him wanting to sleep with Anna Kournikova.
Uh-huh.
But mm-hmm. It was just like, I can be your hero, baby. The second tower.
Oh my god.
Mm, yep, it's right here.
Florida.
Please play.
There was a content advisory warning I got before I could play the video that I had to click through.
Our hearts and prayers are with the victims.
Would you run?
Some people were going into church.
I don't know.
There was this girl that had a big hole in
okay.
What?
They played that.
Hero, hero, baby.
Okay. The explosion happened.
Okay.
They played that on the radio.
I did not listen to the song.
Cortez.
That's so funny.
But it was like someone said they took the horniest song ever.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I don't think it's so super cuckoo because Guess who played that same telethon as Faith Hill?
Oh,
Enrique doing Hero.
My gosh. He Look was like, that. Oh, you guys think this is what this is? Like, no problem.
Yeah, I mean.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance?
I guess that's what it's about in some ways. Sure.
You guys are reminding me of my Proud to be American moment. Which
we
was
all have one.
In art class, there was like an art. You know, when you'd like get a certain medium you learn how to do, it was like wax art or something like that. Yeah. I think we had like, it was our final project and we were, I think it was wax art and you were allowed to do whatever. Most kids did animals, you know, flowers. You know what I did?
The two towers.
I stepped up and I did a freaking troop.
One troop? One guy? What was he doing?
He was saluting.
Who?
That doesn't matter.
Do you have this?
It was an image that evoked strong feelings of patriotism.
Do you have? Did your mom keep this?
I don't know if I do. I don't know. I was so proud of it. And like, it took me a really long time. And it, like, I didn't research. So it was just like kind of a guy in camo, like, just saluting, like, not a real uniform.
The uniform was not accurate or period.
No, and I remember
maybe.
I spent like weeks on the flag behind him and like getting it rippling like just so. You know, this is fifth grade.
This
and I'm pretty
awesome.
Sure I like titled it Proud to be American or something like that. Or like God Bless the USA. And then I was so pissed I didn't get a ribbon in the
because it probably felt disrespectful.
Yeah. I was like, not only is this the best one here to
But
I guess you guys said don't care about the troops.
Listen, I guess freedom is free.
Yeah, this is turning into a 9/11 episode, which is fine. But after the Halloween after 9/11, I dressed up like the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, you were really like
that's kind of nice.
You were doing it.
You
stepped up.
America.
Yes, you said
you
America. I'm
me
here for you.
Shit about America. I loved this.
You
country.
Were a queen of America.
My friend said I was mayor of America.
Yeah, you were like all down. You're down bad.
I was Rudy Giuliani.
And the comparisons between you and Rudy Giuliani would go on from there.
You probably did like love Rudy
tan.
Giuliani so much at the time. Like
I did.
I remember thinking he's a hero.
He was
on SNL. He was funny.
He cleaned up. He cleaned Times up New Square. York. He cleaned up New York.
Yeah, like I knew anything about that.
Yeah.
His policies are good.
Big fan. Anyways, Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. So let's give it a roaster toast. Holy toast. We send Faith to heaven. Holy roast. We send it down. Or we can turn it to purgatory. Jesus. Why did I forget the name of that?
Eternatory.
I got Ireland on the mind.
Yeah. He's already on Ireland time.
Yeah. Relax. I'm on Ireland time.
Is that who sings The Space Between?
It's Dave Matthews Band.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is that Bruce Springsteen?
You cannot quit me so quickly.
Heads up.
The Space
The Notorious Between. DMB.
No offense.
Wow. Is this going to be my first?
This is you as an adult ripping up your truth drawing.
Listen, I know that this song and baseball are America. Yeah. I feel like I like Faith Hill. This to me reminds me of a lot of like the mid Christian music we listen to. And she's got great vocals and it does have a certain feeling to it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to send it to hell, but I think I'm gonna give it a little space between.
Sure.
Wow. I think that could be the first space between you've given a song I've brought in.
Sorry.
Wow.
Fine.
Usually that's not the case with
mid-Christian
you,
music.
Alex. But you. This was kind of your mom's song. You know, it's not really yours.
But it really gave me hope for a better America and a better world.
And I can't take that away from you, no matter what I think.
You could play this over like an in memoriam.
Play it over my in memoriam one too.
I'll put a clip to this.
And also Kevin has to do it based on what
George Bush on the
The enemies of freedom are not idle.
Now watch this drive.
All right, Alex, what are you giving?
Oh, I'm sending it to heaven. Because I just was like, you know, in my car on the way over here worshiping the Lord.
And we don't want to take that away from
as
you.
I do. No, I'm just like, you know what? Like, she's hot. She sounds good. Her little voice.
I always say this, and Caroline hates it when I'm like, I love this song because she's hot.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, she's Faith Hill, and I'm never going to send her to hell. No. So she's getting a two thumbs up over here.
I got to say, I didn't listen to it, but the album cover made an impression on me as a young man. I was like what are you? You are seeing right through me. Right now.
Did you like look it up?
What are you? What is this?
Oh, yeah. She looks gorge.
Yeah, it's not fair.
She was adopted.
She was adopted?
That's even more impressive.
Okay. Yeah, so do you want to change your answer now? Or are you anti-adoption?
Do you feel bad?
I do feel bad. I'm sorry. Holy toast. Sorry, Faith.
I feel like we didn't even... Yeah, I feel like there was so much more about Faith Hill we could have covered. Like when she did the Grinch song...
Arbor song.
I mean, the two highlights of her career were this song, the Grinch song, 1883. That's kind of the
Pearl Harbor song, another American tragedy.
We listened to that on
we did.
Yeah, on
she did a
Wild
Pearl
Renown.
Harbor song.
She had an Academy Award nominated song for the movie Pearl Harbor.
Oh man, I remember that.
There You'll Be.
That really impacted me.
Written by Diane Warren, I think.
Really?
You'll be.
Probably.
Man, I just remember Josh Hartnett in that movie was so hot.
Oh my God. I've talked about this before. But
was he just an Oppenheimer? I still haven't seen it.
Yeah,
Caroline, you got to watch Oppenheimer for Josh Hartnett.
I do. I need to support him.
We can do a movie night.
I was so in love with him after Pearl Harbor. I was like,
what a statement.
I was like depressed.
I was too. I was so, hormonal, and I was so just, I just loved him so much.
For like days. I was like really sad.
Yeah. Who else was in that movie? Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Well, and Kate Beckinsale.
Kevin, I just saw J-Lo and Ben Affleck out in Studio City.
Yeah, on the town.
Wow. Yeah, out on the
town.
Her
overalls.
Why are you
outfit?
Addressing me and not me and Caroline?
Because I told Caroline already.
Oh, I see.
So she knows.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, did you know that?
Yeah. I did not know that.
And then they went to the AMC later.
Yeah,
they just kept
to see Dune 2.
Yeah.
See, but I don't like it when people take pictures of them inside. Paparazzi pictures are different, but if like going to a little space that should be safe for everybody.
Yeah.
Because like here it's magic.
Yeah.
Sacred space. In Nicole Kidman's cathedral.
Yeah.
I see A-list celebs there all the time, too.
Yeah, at the AMC?
I'm not snipping, snapping them.
You're discreet.
No.
No. You got to let them live their life.
A-list.
Yeah. What's that?
Although I feel like J-Lo would love that. Mm-hmm. She wants to be snipped.
I think that was kind of the point.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why they were doing an Erewhon stroll, you know?
They're normal people like us.
They're just like us at Erewhon.
I'm giving a space between as well.
What?
For the reasons Caroline kind of alluded to.
I am so disappointed. I really thought I was bringing another win, like a good one.
I think if I stare at the album cover long enough, I might change my mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to be
she
swayed
really is
by
mesmerizing, isn't she?
Sure. Yeah.
Now I'm going to watch 1892. What is it?
1893.
Well, just Google that and see what comes up and watch the first thing you find.
Oh, man.
1883 on Paramount Plus.
Guys, thanks for having me back. It's been so fun.
Thank you for coming back. Giving us.
Hey, we're not done yet.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Almost.
Oh, sorry.
We got a cool 15 to 25 more minutes to go.
No,
gang.
We're at her heart out.
I know. We're not here to promote ourselves or plug our projects. We're here to lift them up to the Lord, including the last great thing that we watched, saw, read, listened to in secular culture. Caroline, we start with you.
You can lift me up at Caroline's Farts. And I'm going to lift up The Three Body Problem. It's on Netflix. Just came out.
Hey, my off-mic conversation. I was kind of telling you about my three body
so
problem.
So must have had some. And it's based on the book. It's a sci-fi show. It was really fun. I had a good time with it. Even got me thinking maybe Isa Gonzalez is an actress after all.
Wow.
You gotta watch Ambulance, bro.
You know, I guess so.
She's great in that.
She's huge. So, check that out. It's a great show. We binged it real fast.
Mm-hmm.
I did not prepare because I forgot about this portion of the podcast. So what I'm gonna say...
By the sixth time, you're gonna remember.
Yeah, I'll remember. I got nothing going on myself right now. You can always follow me on Patreon. I'm on Patreon, Alex on the mic. But I want to lift up my favorite show right now, which is Abbott Elementary. Because, you know, Philly, you know, I love it.
You know who was just on Abbott Elementary?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Are you serious? Uh-huh.
Yeah. He made fun of himself, kind of. Yeah. It was very charming.
It was very charming.
He did the Rocky Raccoon voice.
Yeah. It was great.
It was like, yeah.
And everyone's like, who are you? He's like, wait.
Yeah. It was, I love that show. It's great. It gives me like good feels, and I feel like we all need the good feels right now. So, yeah, I'm going to lift up Quinta.
Always.
Cool, cool, cool.
I'm going to lift up Maestro because I think we need the good feels right now. And
more Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I love him so much. He's my guy. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter everywhere. I will lift up...
Dune 2. Sorry.
Dune 2.
Oh, that's your lift up?
Yeah.
Oh, there
you
go.
And Dune 2. We have to get the word out about Dune 2.
Make sure. Can't miss it.
Caroline, I saw a Miyazaki movie the other day.
Oh, nice. What'd
I saw
see?
Ponyo.
Ponyo, Ponyo. Na, 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 na.
It was so nice.
Isn't it great?
Is that what you're lifting up? What is it?
I like Ponyo.
Ponyo is this animated movie from 2008 about this little fish girl and her relationship with a little boy. Yeah, and she freaking loves ham.
She loves ham.
Like Tracy Jordan's wife on 30 Rock. Ham. Oh, and I was just so moved. And there was a bunch of children where I saw it, and aww, they were all dancing around. It was so nice. Aww. So, and I'm so glad I saw it there. Oh, it's beautiful. So,
yay.
Ponyo.
Yay for Ponyo.
Changed my life. I want ramen now. You can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod everywhere. And go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for more good Christian fun. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Alex, for the fifth time.
Thank you.
For the fifth and final time.
Always great.
Oh no, bring me back.
Not final.
I love always being a little giggle it. Box.
Not the final time. Thanks Thank for you. Coming.
Love you guys.
Can't Come wait back. To love see what else you have up your sleeve.
Not a whole lot.
For the next time. And there's nothing left to say except for,
okay, I love you, Emma. Amen.
Now watch this drive. And let's go out with the classic Faith Hill song. What? Everything's normal.
Just watching you two do that was so funny.
Piss, piss.
Okay. I love you, Emma.
I never get to laugh.
Amen. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm a woman of the heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.